British poet laureate Carol Ann Duffy decided she wanted to pick up on the happy ending of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. And so in her Christmas poem, Mrs. Scrooge, Duffy imagines that after his transformation into a generous and friendly soul, Ebenezer Scrooge falls in love. And Mrs. Scrooge, it turns out, is into green living.
The things that preoccupy most of us at the moment are climate change, how we waste energy and are very much into consumerism. So her kind of frugality, her recycling and saving and not spending money, which in the Dickens novel is a vice, can be seen very much in our 21st century as a virtue. And that was my kind of entry into this little story.
Now a widow, Mrs. Scrooge lives by herself in a lonely apartment building. In this excerpt, it's Christmas Eve, and she's standing in front of a supermarket, handing out leaflets against animal cruelty.
Most shook their head at Mrs. Scrooge, irked by her cry, "Find out how turkeys really die," or shoved her leaflet in the pockets of their coats, unread, or laughed and called back, "Spoil sport, ho, ho, ho." 3 hours went by like this. The snow began to ease as she walked home. She hated waste, consumerism, Mrs. Scrooge, foraged in the London parks for chestnuts, mushrooms, blackberries, ate leftovers, recycled, mended, passed on, purchased second hand, turned the heating down and put on layers, walked everywhere, drank tap water, used public libraries, possessed a wind-up radio, switched off lights, lit candles. Darkness is cheap, and Mrs. Scrooge liked it, and would not spend one penny on a plastic bag. She passed off license with 6 for 5, bookshops with 3 for 2, food stores with buy one, get one free. Above her head, the Christmas lights danced like a river toward a sea of dark. The national power grid moaned, endangered, like a whale. The Thames flowed on as Mrs. Scrooge proceeded on her way towards her rooms. Nobody lived in the building now but her, and all the other flats were boarded up. Whatever the developers had offered Mrs. Scrooge to move could never be enough. She liked it where it was, lurking in the corner of a yard, as though the house had run there young, playing hide and seek, and had forgotten the way out. Up the echoing stairs, to slippers, simple supper, candles, cocoa, cat, went Mrs. Scrooge, not scared, but oddly comforted, glimpsing Scrooge's knockered face. But still, she double-locked the door, put on her dressing gown, and sat down by the fire to sip her soup. The fire was very low indeed, not much on such a bitter night, and soon enough she went to bed. Nightcap, bed socks, Scrooge's old pyjamas, hot water bottle, catch its purr, and then her own soft snore. She dreamed of Scrooge, of Christmas past, of Christmas present, Christmas yet to come, dreams that seemed to trap her in a snowstorm bowl, newly married, ice skating with Scrooge, 2 necks in 1 long, bright red woolly scarf, or hanging baubles on the tree, or being surprised by mistletoe, his kiss, the taste of him. But then her world was shaken violently, and she was kneeling by a grave, hearing a funeral bell. Midnight rang out from St. Paul's. She gasped awake. The twice-locked door was open wide, and all the room was filled with light and smelled of tangerines and cinnamon and wine. A cheerful ghost was perched and grinning on her bed, now like a child, now like a wise old man, with silver hair and buried holly for a crown, and yet its shimmering dress was trimmed with flowers. "Good grief," said Mrs. Scrooge, "who the hell are you?"
British poet laureate Carol Ann Duffy, reading from her poem, Mrs. Scrooge. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.